Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So Melissa and I were talking this morning, and it's an interesting situation that's been going on at this radio station for a long time now. But before I get into it, let me tell you what my mindset is going into it.
Okay.
Do you guys ever go through stages in your life where you work on just one part of like something that you see, you feel is a deficiency in your life? So you spend a lot of time working on that thing rather than a whole bunch of things that you think might be wrong with you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like you focus on one specific thing.
I don't do it for long periods of time, but I'll do it. Like, I'll get to the end of the day, and I'll be like, are you kidding me? I spent the entire day cleaning my office, and then I look at my, you know, checklist of stuff I wanted to do, and I'm like, and I got 15 things I have to do by tomorrow, and I got sucked up reorganizing the file cabinet.
Yeah, this is a little different than that. I'm talking about, like, a personality thing that you want to change about yourself. And my wife Stacy and I are going through this period right now where we are really going through trying to be more authentic with people. Like, just you and I talked about this the other day too, Jen. Just kind of like less BS and more honesty. I mean, you don't have to be mean about it, but just to live your life a little bit more authentically. I appreciate that. So we've got a couple of interns that have worked not at our radio station, but have worked in the building now. And have actually, I think, been promoted now to producers that refuse to acknowledge people on The Bert Show or on Q100. They don't like us, and they have their personal reasons. One used to intern for us, didn't have a great experience.
Blogged, that was a long time ago.
Blogged about it, and she just doesn't like us. And there's another guy on that side of the building also that, for reasons that are way too complicated to get into now, certainly has reasons why he wouldn't like me, right?
He spoke to you yesterday.
Well, he had to tell me that I had to go over to the other studio.
Was like, wow.
I know, right?
That must have really thrown him.
But here's the strange thing. Like, they won't acknowledge anybody in their presence from this show.
I mean, acknowledge. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, yeah. I came in the studio this morning because I just don't understand it. I don't understand just a nod. Just a nod, or if someone, and here's the thing, if someone acknowledges you, to acknowledge back. That's the thing. It's like, it's not just a fact of not acknowledging. You can say hello, and they will not even look at you. They'll just keep going past you.
I mean, it's like you're not even in the room. If you're in the lunchroom or the break room or whatever, they will work right around you. They don't say anything nasty. They just, it's like you're a ghost. You're not even there. Not even a look at the eye.
Yeah.
Q100 does not exist.
It doesn't even exist in their world.
It is beneath them to even look at you in the eye. And so I just made the mistake because I came around the corner in the hall and she came by and I think I smiled or nodded or something. Nothing. And I came in and that was right before I walked in the door before we did the news. And I told Bert, I don't understand. Not acknowledging at all. I don't understand that behavior because it is so incredibly rude. So incredibly rude.
I have a different take on it.
And it is, I've experienced it for as long as we've been here, but it's just, I cannot understand it.
I think it's comical.
I don't think it's comical. I almost respect it.
Why?
Because
like they had some sort of pinky swear that they weren't going to talk to us.
That's not it. How many times have you heard before that somebody is really nice to your face and then you hear later on that they just don't like you or they've been talking crap about you? What I like about this is that you know right off the bat they don't like you at all. There's zero reason for them to say hello or put on any kind of face or pretension. They are letting you know right now, I hate you. I don't want to acknowledge you. This is where we stand.
But
and I really sort of appreciate it.
Now that
you
say it, I have no respect for it.
I think I do too. I think that's why I find it funny, because there are so many people that we encounter on a daily basis who, if I could reflect upon the mood setter, will totally, to your face, be so nice. And the minute you walk around the corner, be like, let's all together now. That bitch.
But wait, so, but don't we do the same thing though?
Yes.
I mean, we're not hypocrites. We do the same thing. But
yes.
I just don't, saying hello in the hallway to me is not compromising your values and compromising yourself. And I told Bert, I said, well, I would never hire them. I would never hire them. So
why?
I hope they never need a job. Well,
why acknowledge somebody that you don't like and you don't want anything to do with? Why put on the face or the pretension?
That's bratty. That's just being a little brat.
I think to me what it is it's just they are holding on to some sort of like anger. And to me, it's like just negative energy.
Sure.
Like, why do you want to be like... Why do they want to hold on to some sort of anger on to some sort of angst about us or whatever? And feel it, like you feel that negative energy as it passes by you. And I'm just like, why? Let it go. Because it's taken them a lot more energy to be mad than it is for me not to really give a crap.
Can I address that? Because you're allowing their negative energy to give you negative energy. Like, I totally ignore them now. Like, it doesn't bother me at all.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Well, it was shocking. I came around the corner and there was a human that was in the hallway with me.
Sure.
So as another human, I looked at them and smiled. And I'm sorry that it was her that came by, because if I had known ahead of time, and then it changes my behavior because I'm not that way. I'm not going to just walk by somebody in the hall and not acknowledge
them. But don't change your behavior.
Right.
Like, walk by them, and if you see them, go, good morning.
Oh, are you kidding me? How can you, after all this time, spend the for 7 years just saying hi to somebody? Eventually, you're just not going to do it.
Well,
I just think it's rude. And you talk
it is rude.
And you
totally
talk
is.
About how she wouldn't work here, but I'm saying in this industry, you never know where you're going to end up, and there's a guarantee that I will never, ever do anything to help that woman out.
I'm totally ambivalent to both of them. Like, I couldn't care less now. But I do respect the fact that they are telling me, without telling me, I hate you and I don't want to even look at you.
Respect is a strong word to say
I
for
appreciate
that behavior.
It. I really do.
Appreciate might be the better word, but at some point it became comical to me. And I think it became comical because with harboring that kind of angst is going to hold them down.
Right.
It is is going to prevent them. And
absolutely.
Just from knowing how the radio industry works and, knowing the polite way to say this, knowing the transition that they have seen firsthand at one end of the hall and the stability that they have seen at the other end of the hall. And I wish them luck and I hope there's stability and great. Good things happen at both ends of the hall, but this. The transition they've seen, the transition at one end and the stability at the other, it's just amusing to me that it has never dawned on them that perhaps, for the reasons Melissa described, an occasional nod in the hall should be in order.
It would change everything.
Hey, Laverne, you're on Q100.
Hey, I completely agree with Melissa. I had this happen to me at work, and it took so much energy to ignore the person back that I finally decided I wasn't that person. I don't do that. I'm going to say hi, and it's going to be up to them to say hi back or not. But I don't understand the energy. I mean, it really does take energy to ignore somebody who you're in the same room with. I don't get it.
Here's why I appreciate it so much. Like, I spent so much of my time in my life being a people pleaser that my knee-jerk reaction is always to say hello to them, but they have taken that away. Because they have allowed me to know that they absolutely don't want anything to do with me.
I've been walking through the halls with my head down, and you sense the presence of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you hear the feet or you see them or whatever, like if you're reading, or in my case, probably read my BlackBerry. And I'll look up with the intention of saying hi or good morning and see it's them and go, oh, I don't have to.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's taken off.
It was a surprise around the corner for me. But the fascinating thing to me is the fact that she and I have never spoke. Like, it's one thing, like you say, like, it's one
You're
thing.
You're hated if we, by association.
Yeah.
If we, hate by proxy.
Yeah, if we had had words or we had an issue before and an actual reason why she wasn't speaking to me, then I could understand. But we have not had a conversation, and she has this disdain for me, and I just don't understand it.
I think it's
disdain in general. I really do think it's disdain and
if I had a conversation with her, I'd find out.
No, I mean like towards us or the station or whatever. I don't think that it's you specifically. Like she has some sort of personal problem with you. But
It's the Burt Show and everything
has any of us talked to us?
She was an intern for us for a while, which I don't even really remember. And you remember she blocked it? You know what? All that's inconsequential.
Right.
It's all inconsequential. What her reasons are, totally inconsequential. She has a hatred for us. And the way that she and he choose to show that is just by ignoring us. I love it. I love being hated.
I just don't even pay attention to it anymore. It's just negative energy, and it's like, blah.
There is part of me that I'm fascinated that Bert said respect, and all of a sudden I feel like a light has been turned on for me because there is part of me that hates myself. When I go, this happened very recently with Jessica, where I went home and told Jessica about some time I had in the company of someone who I consider a toxic person. Negative energy surrounds this person. But I played the game and was nice and smiled and hugs and how are you and blah, 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 blah. And I came home and, you know, was telling Jessica about it. And she's like, if the poison is that bad for you, then why are you doing the pretend, the smile, the hug, the whatever? Like, why can't you just make it that obvious? I'm like, I don't know.
Because I think if you look at your life, basically, people live a fake life like 70% of your day.
Really?
I really do.
I don't think it's a fake life. I think they live the easier life.
The easier
life.
And
for me, it's easier if I'm in the company of this said toxic person who I don't care for, the other people around us obviously like this person because that's how they ended up in the mixed company, right? So the easier way out is just to go along with it rather than say, I got to be honest with you, I have an issue with some things you're doing, some things you're saying, some things you blah, blah, blah.
People don't do that.
Because that creates drama and people just want to avoid it. Yeah.
Hey, Ben, you're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Okay. Well, here we go. The wisdom of Ben. Go for it, man.
I gotta agree with Bert and Jeff. You know, I think you gotta totally honor the person that they're not, like, doing a fake smile or nod.
Yeah.
And then just standing behind you, your back. And, you know, it's like, at least they're honest and upfront with you.
You're encouraging a kid to be rude to people at school.
I don't think that's being rude. No, there's nothing. No, I don't think that's encouraging to be rude. At least you know where you stand with these people. And they've built a resume now. Their rudeness has been built for so long that it's appreciated now.
Yeah, and,
oh, that's
and
so
the fact that
words.
The person wouldn't even talk to and listen, and they didn't know her, it's like they're totally just going over. But you got to respect that. I mean,
I don't respect it.
I mean, you got to respect that. Like they don't do it to some people and completely ignore the others. I mean, it's all or nothing.
Yeah, like how many times has somebody smiled to you, and then you find out through the grapevine that, man, this person can't
stand
you.
It happened to Annetta. Annetta quit her job over it.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the energy, the set, the way you have to look at it is if everything is energy, Melissa, you are letting their energy impact your day. And what Bert has done is come up with a way to...
I've embraced it.
It doesn't affect him. And it almost empowers him.
I didn't remember it until Bert brought it up just a second ago. So it has not affected my day. But I do think
it's rude. But you started out talking about it first thing this morning.
Yeah, because it had just happened right before I walked in the door. And I just think it's rude. And I don't respect that behavior ever.
I should say appreciate. I don't know that I respect it. I appreciate it. We keep referring to Annetta. Annetta is a DJ who is in Alabama.
Alabama.
Was it Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she just got fed up with all this BS that we're talking about behind the scenes. And she decided to quit her job on the radio. Do you guys remember Annetta?
The big station, 93BLX, it is the Gulf Coast number one for hip-hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning, Do It To It. What better song to do it to it? It's Annetta the Moveset, and I told you I had a very important announcement, and here it is. I refuse
I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder.
Here we go.
People lying to me. People talking about me.
What are they saying?
It's ridiculous.
It is.
It is sad.
Sad.
I can't take it. I'm not going to take it.
Don't take it.
I don't have to take it.
Nope.
I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. But I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour.
Uh-oh.
That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified. And after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period.
Uh-oh.
It does not matter to me. But I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more.
What?
I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Arnetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
The Burt Show.
Hey, Brian.
Hey,
what's
Brian.
Going on?
Brian?
How are you?
Good. How are you, man?
Hey, Brian.
Tired.
Yeah. Dude, you're only a week into this. You're a week into this trip, and you sound beat.
Well, we still haven't adjusted to the time zone change. It's like, I still haven't figured out what time it is here. I think it's almost 9 o'clock at night.
Where are you?
We're in Bogor, Indonesia.
Okay.
About an hour by train south of Jakarta.
For those of you that don't know who Mandy and Brian are, they're traveling the world together.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the plan for a year and a half. And they're not married. And they've been trying to organize this trip for the longest time. And we're going to follow them along on their trip. And they were supposed to fly out, or they did fly out to Singapore. But it was right at the sort of the height of Who Do You Know? So we didn't get to talk to them from the airport. So this is the first time that we've had a chance to talk to them since they left. So tell us everything that happened at the airport, when you landed. Has there been like this one epic realization moment that you are gone for the next year and a half? Are you scared? Are you still excited?
Well, mainly just drained from the 26-hour flight to get over here. So that was like, and we landed in Singapore. I don't know if you've ever been there, but Singapore is basically like, it might as well be in America. At this point. So it doesn't really feel all that different.
I hate that.
I think the realization for us was we took the ferry to Indonesia and we got off at Batam, like in the Riau Islands, which is basically, you know, it's a 20-minute ride from Singapore, but it's like another planet. I mean, you know, it was like going from New York City to somewhere in rural Guatemala or something like that.
Are you gonna take
and that was sort of the point where like, okay, now we're actually traveling. But
are you going to take the MARTA to Jakarta?
All right, Jeff, you need to leave. Hold on, excuse me for 1 second.
I'm sorry, Brian.
Brian, just go.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Just take it.
It's not 9 minutes till 10.
It's only nine more minutes.
I'm not kicking you out. I'm just telling you you're useless. So just go.
I'm just saying.
If you want, now, just go.
I can make it. 8.5 more minutes.
No, go.
Seriously.
Get out.
I'm fine.
No more MARTA jokes.
MARTA to Jakarta?
Please.
Come on.
Because they rhyme, so it's amusing.
How are you and Mandy getting along in the first leg of this trip?
We're getting along fine now. It's kind of stressful, the beginning of it, you know, dealing with horrible jet lag and a 12-hour time difference and, you know, not knowing where we're going and the fact that it's, you know, like 8,000 degrees here. So I don't know. It was a little rough the first couple of days, but it's been fine.
So have you guys,
like, once we kind of got used to it.
So you guys were arguing the first couple of days just because of the fatigue?
Yeah, because of the fatigue, and we still haven't figured out, you know, like how to get around in places where nobody speaks the language and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got it worked out by now, I think. You know, we've kind of both fallen into our separate roles. Like, I navigate and handle the money, and Mandy plans and organizes and keeps track of things like my passport, because I'm not good at that sort of thing.
Because you can always tell when you're on vacation, or even here, and you tell tourists here in Atlanta when a couple's getting along, when they're not. Because if they're getting along, they're walking together and they're looking at the same thing at the same time. If they are not getting along, one is walking briskly in front of the other, while the other one is trying to catch up, pretending that nobody's noticing that they're fighting.
While the other one says things like, "I guess you don't want to get anything to eat right now," yelling it after them as they march ahead,
right,
angrily.
Yeah.
So you're walking together.
Maybe
right now.
Naturally walks a little slower than I do, so I constantly have to slow down and look back to make sure that she's there, because I don't want her to get kidnapped or anything like that.
It's going to be interesting to see how these things, right now they're tolerable because you're on the first week and a half of your trip. Like, I can't wait to talk to you in 6 months where you're like, "And Mandy walks so freaking slow, it's driving me crazy!
And I can keep up with my passport and just fine!"
Right, Mandy's going to come on and go, "I don't want his passport in my hands anymore!"
Or it could be opposite, and they could be
thinking that
much closer.
But, we think those same sorts of things, even not on the trip. You want to talk to Mandy?
Yeah, please.
Sure.
Let me pass you off to her.
Okay. You sound a little salty.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
We
think Brian sounds a little salty.
Is a little salty?
He sounds a little salty.
Is he tired, cranky pants?
Not today, no.
But he has been, as a general rule. He's been pretty salty on this trip so far.
He's had an adjustment, like he said, to the time. And I think that actually, starting this morning, he said he didn't feel very well. So he's been dealing with a headache today. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So how is it, because he had mentioned how there's not a real plan on where, well, of course, in a year and a half, you don't really need a plan on where you're going. I guess the biggest frustration right now is just getting around where you are now in Indonesia and not speaking the language. Has that been really stressful for you guys?
It has and it hasn't. Everyone here is actually, amazingly friendly. And, some people speak English and some just know a little, but everyone's really curious about us. So everyone wants to come over and say, the few English things they know. And it's usually, "Hello, where are you going?" is always the first question. And so, we talk to everyone, and so that's been helpful. And so locals, as far as the language, isn't weird, but it's kind of daunting because we're in this country that we don't know anything about, and it's like, okay, where do we go now?
Right.
And we consult guidebooks, and that's all we've got.
Do you have, this bubbling anxiety the entire time you guys are walking around a city that you don't know?
I think at first. Today, I really didn't. Today was kind of we finally, because it's been a lot of traveling trying to get somewhere where we actually wanted to be. It's been a lot of transition. We waited on an island for a couple of days so we could get a ferry to Jakarta, and then we were in Jakarta for a night until we could get here, and so now we're finally somewhere where we like the town, and so it's kind of more of a, let's stay here a couple of days before we try to figure out what next.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe Indonesia for us? Because I'm just thinking of Eat, Pray, Love, and you guys are in love right now, the section.
That's true. I read that book, too. I loved it. Indonesia is, like Brian said, it is just shockingly hot. Everyone told us before we left, it's really hot over there. And we're like, it's at the equator. Of course it's hot. We like warm weather. It'll be great. But no, it is shockingly hot to us. And like I said, we like warm weather. Mm-hmm. And it's just inhumid. And now we're kind of in the mountains where they told us it's cooler. And I'm not really sure by whose standards it's cooler. I guess I'm not, dripping with sweat. I'm just a little sticky with sweat is the difference.
That's gone from 120 to 115 degrees.
Right.
Yeah, sort of like that. But it's really pretty. Because of that, it's really lush and really green. And we're at the base of, these volcanoes. And so we can see the mountain, and we've got this big town. And from our hostel, we look out over the city, and it's all these, red tile roofs everywhere. And so that's cool. And it's a Muslim country, so there's also, we can see the peaks of all the mosques everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys taking pictures, and are you journaling so where people can kind of follow along with y'all?
We are. We ran into a snag trying to upload pictures at the latest internet cafe, and so we have a bunch of pictures, more recently from our 28-hour ferry ride and from where we are, and a lot of where we are now that we need to upload, and we're still trying to figure out how to get them to let us do that. Mm-hmm. So, but we are trying to update as often as possible.
Cool. Well, we got a link on over to your website also. So as soon as they get that worked out, we'll be looking at them as you're uploading them.
Right.
All right. Let's talk to you in a couple of days here, and we'll continue to follow on.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Good talking to you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Marta.
Okay, there they're gone.
They're gone.
I found it fascinating that once Brian got off the phone and Mandy was talking, that notice how when he was commenting on everything she said. Like, that's one of those things on vacation that's going to start getting
annoying. Like, she's going to be on the phone with her mom or something. Tell her about the nice mosque.
Do you want to talk to mom? Because if you don't want to talk to mom, then just shut up.
I think they're going to have control issues on this trip.
A little bit.
I think they're going to.
We're not wishing poorly for them, because I think they'll end up being fine, but I do think you have to kind of iron out these wrinkles in the beginning of a trip.
Like, you got to have a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they do a part-time leadership thing, like, okay, we're in Indonesia, you take control. You know, when we go to wherever we're going next time, you're in control.
No, dude, you can't do
that. I can't work.
Because you're going to get to country number two, and they're going to be like, oh, okay, so I get it, because you want to sleep late, we're going to sleep late, even though when we were in Indonesia and I wanted to sleep late, I couldn't, even though I was the leader.
The Burt Show.
Previously on The Burt Show.
So you ready?
Okay, it looks empty. Oh, no. Okay, now they're... No. Yeah, they're like little pictures of...
Yep.
He's got some cars on here or something. I'm going to have to call you guys back.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to call you guys back.
What did you find? Wait. You promised us that you would tell us as you were downloading it.
I opened the file, and now that I have, I'm just going to call you guys back, okay?
Is it naked women, or is it sex that you're talking about?
Hello? Oh, man, she used us.
Oh. Okay, so that was a couple of days on the show.
That was a noise if I ever heard one.
And the deal we had made with Emily was this, because she was calling us up. She's not savvy enough to know how to get to pictures on her computer.
Mm-hmm.
So she called us, and Jeff knows his way around a computer pretty well. So he led her all the way up to the place where she could start downloading the pictures. And the agreement we made was, if we're going to do this, you got to tell us exactly what's coming down as it's coming down. And then she bailed on us.
Right.
So for 2 days now, we've kind of been speculating that there must have been something really nasty on that computer.
Mm-hmm.
And she had told us before that her husband never looked at pornography and said he didn't even like it.
Right.
So it would have been really shocking for her to see, she said, even nude photos.
So we've been trying to get her on the phone, and she's blown us off, and she's not back with us today, but her husband,
okay,
Chris, is on the phone now, and I think we're about to get chewed out.
Is Chris in the Voices Geyser?
He is.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Just to confirm, my voice is being changed, is that right?
It is, yes. You're on the Voices Geyser.
Great. So how do I even start this? The other day, my wife, she had been hearing you guys talk on the radio about that you might reveal her name or our name if she didn't call back, you know.
Well, because she made an agreement with us.
Yes, and I understand that. And she, she approached me and fessed up as to the call to you guys and what was going on. All I can really tell you at this point is that she actually lied to you guys. She was trying to get tech support, trying to figure out how to erase something on the computer that she had been doing.
What?
It wasn't trying to find out what was on my computer that I had downloaded or anything like that. It was, she was trying to figure out how to erase things permanently that she was up to. And that's really, at this point, all I'm willing to tell you guys. And, you know, your producer said that all we had to do was, you know, call and come on the show again, and that would be fine, and you wouldn't reveal our, who we are.
We won't.
And at this point, that's really the, you know, so we've kind of fulfilled our obligations, so just, if that's enough for you guys, let's just kind of leave it at that, okay?
So you won't tell us what she was what she was trying to erase?
At this point, it's just kind of, I'd prefer that we just had our, our privacy on this, and we'll go from there, okay?
Chris, I completely respect that, but I just want you to know that if you don't let us know what it is, then everyone's going to assume maybe something worse than what it really
is. I don't really care what people assume. All I'm telling you is I'm not revealing any more than what I've just said. So
you know what happens when you assume.
Well, let me ask one question. When she sounded so shocked on us on the radio, that was part of a lie? Like she, or was she really genuinely shocked by what was still on the computer? You can answer.
She was surprised that things that she had done were still there.
Okay. So that's a genuine surprise. Okay.
All right. So that must have been websites and it must have been pictures.
I don't really want to speculate as to, you know what I mean? I don't really want you guys kind of.
Were they
across as rude or anything like that, but I just really don't want to continue the conversation about.
Was she looking at porn?
I'm sorry. That's really all I'm willing to talk to you guys about, okay?
Were they personal pictures that she took that she didn't want you to see?
Look, so we've kind of completed our end of the bargain, so from this point on, please don't reveal who we are, and let's kind of stop the conversation here, okay?
Did she come across the pictures accidentally or on purpose?
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Damn. Mm.
You can keep asking if you like.
Did you realize that she's not really into men?
Hell yeah.
Now, how do we know he's not lying?
We don't.
Because
not double espionage.
You have to have trust and faith. Gotta have faith.
Well, now we gotta speculate on exactly what she must have been trying to
erase off the computer.
And because she wasn't looking for files with pictures that she took and she uploaded. She was looking for websites that have left
images on her computer.
Right. So
she could have uploaded pictures of her no-nos.
But what?
Or what? Who do you?
But why would her husband be offended by that?
Because maybe he's not sharing them with him. Maybe she's giving her what to another hootie who.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, so we're never going to know. We're never going to know. He only came on with us because we threatened to give her real identity out on the air because we made an agreement with her.
Yeah, because she said that she would tell us what she found if we told her how to find it.
Hey, Simone.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Love your show.
Thank you.
He was lying. First of all, his voice was so rickety. He couldn't even keep the story straight.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, if she really wanted to delete it, she would have stayed on the phone with Jeff to maybe find out how to delete it.
Well, once you get to it.
Once you're in there, it's just, there's good news and bad news. Once you're in there, it's just like being in any folder and you just delete the files you don't want. But if she tried to be slick about it and just delete everything, then she deletes some stuff that she needs and her computer will never be the same.
Hey, Tanya, good morning. You're on Q100.
And it will turn on her in her sleep and kill her.
Hey, I think it's crap. I mean, if you replay it and you listen to her, she came on and said, oh, I see there's cars or whatever, and then she was real shocked. If she was doing stuff, why would she be shocked at what she was seeing?
And that's kind of
that's
kind of what I asked him, and he said that his position was that she was shocked by what was still on the computer.
The end of her call that we had on with her last time, like the last, when she's like, okay, I got to go. Like, I thought it was BS from that. Like, I thought she was snowing us the entire, like.
You wrote me a note.
And said, I think she's BS. Because the way she was at the end where she was like.
Put on the Academy Award.
Oh, no, I have found something. Uh-oh, I've got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, ha-ha. So you ready?
Okay, it looks empty. Oh, no. Okay, now they're. Yeah, they're like little pictures of.
Yep.
He's got some cars on here or something. I'm gonna have to call you guys back.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to call you guys back.
What did you find? Wait! You promised us that you would tell us as you were downloading it.
Open the file and.
So you think that was just a big old acting job right there?
We've got a lie detector.
Oh yeah.
Is that the lie detector dance?
Well, why would he?
Why would they go on it with us, though?
Because obviously their fear is us revealing the whole thing. So if we said right now, okay, you revealed that, but we have to be honest with you, our audience, our listeners, piled up and said, we don't believe you, and say, so all we want to do, so if you're telling the truth, here's why they'll go on with this. If you're telling the truth and you pass the lie detector, we will never air it. If you're lying, we want to run the lie detector with the lies in it. Makes sense.
Can I run the call on the lie detector anyway?
You can't. I've already asked him that.
Okay.
So there's some things Melissa's told me that I wanted to scan through there.
Hey, Sam, shady. You're on Q100. Good morning.
That whole kidney
nonsense.
Good
morning. Gay, this might whatever. Be a little extreme, but I just thought, what if she actually found child pornography and ooh. She's trying to protect him? That's why she had to go, and of course he has to defend himself.
That would be really disturbing.
Yeah. Hey, why would you want to protect him for that?
Fun call of the morning.
Right, because she would have been way more shocked. It would have been a much more authentic tone, I think, if it had anything to do with that serious.
Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying, though, when you listen mm-hmm. back to it? And I forgot that I said to Javi, said I think she's BS or something.
Yeah, you wrote a note, I think she's fake.
Hey, Kay, you're on Q100.
Hey, no, I don't think it's child pornography. I think she found, like, a picture of her friends or something, you know, like, naked, like, you know what I mean, like an affair or something.
Like personal pictures of her husband's?
No, of like one of her friends or somebody she knew, you know.
With her husband, or do you think in general that maybe, I mean.
Yeah, maybe one of her girlfriends sent her husband a naked picture okay. or, you know, something like that.
I don't know. I'm with Jeff. She just sounded like she was lying. She's just putting on an acting job. I think we should try the lie detector thing with them.
If they're on.
Him or her.
On.
I
don't
they
think
have
they're
to.
Gonna even answer our phone calls at this point. Because you did say when we were on the phone with him that we wouldn't.
We wouldn't what? We wouldn't reveal their identity, right? Mm-hmm. Did I?
Mm-hmm.
But
we don't.
Can't we go back to them and say, look, we didn't say we were going to because you're going to come on and clear this up? Unfortunately, our jury, the listeners, pretty unanimously say you haven't cleared it up. Like, there's not one person calling going, I buy it.
We could go so far back in the show if I just keep hitting this. That I didn't say it. That I didn't say we wouldn't air their names.
I know,
can go back 20 minutes.
But I just feel bad about that.
Well, we can't say we won't and then do it.
If we go back.
Stop. I'm already in the 8 o'clock entertainment bus.
But if we make. So if we make the call, we can't replay. I'm trying to figure out why we have to give their identities out to do the lie detector.
That would be the only reason they would come on, is if we threatened to give out their names.
Well, we can't do that now.
Yeah, we can if I go back. And never say it.
Great.
Okay. Let's keep going.
Hey, right. I'm looking forward to the weekend, and you've got me on late Wednesday. Now I'm annoyed.
Hey, Brandon, you're on Q100.
Dude, I'm telling you, the chick was uploading pictures of herself. What probably happened is that she was trying to get with somebody else. I don't understand why it's so inconceivable that she was probably trying to cheat on him. I believe the guy's story, and the thing is that the whole replay that you did, you could totally hear how she was lying. You could hear her voice totally changing, and I've got to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's totally visible. I mean, and it's not inconceivable that she was really cheating on him.
That he could have been telling the truth.
Right.
And it's exactly what I told him. If you don't tell us what it is, everybody's going to assume the worst.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might have been that.
Chris was going to say that don't give out the names because no future callers will ever call in if we breach that trust, and I agree with that.
Yep.
And here's another Chris before we move on. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how
love
are you?
Love the show. Been listening to you since you were of no signal whatsoever.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say that in the last couple years that I've been listening to the show, this is the first time I've ever been completely disappointed. This is just a bunch of bull.
What do you mean?
We should have disappointed you a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that this is the first time, yeah.
I just think that was so tacky that she used you guys like that and that y'all can't figure this out.
I think there was something we could do to give you closure on it, but we can't.
Right. And that might be my fault because when I learned the twist, then I thought that was so cool that I just took it at face value and didn't think lie detector, didn't think he could be making it up. Like, I got to be honest with you, I never saw this coming.
The Bert Show. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.